The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states.
Welcome to the National Intel Report, and filling in for John Statmo is Paul Drockton, and we've got a great show for you today, great 2 hours, because we've got Gerald Celente with us, and of course, we know what you want to talk about. We know that you want to know what the heck is going on in Europe. What's going on with Cyprus? What's going on with these people thinking that your bank accounts belong to them? And in reality, when you take a look at the big picture, all they're doing is they're letting people know that they own everything and we own nothing in their world. And so, what do you do with people that have everything and want more? How do you deal with those individuals? Gerald, are you with us? Okay, he'll be with us, and basically, just to bring you up to date on this criminal venture and something that we can even refer to as an economic psyop here, is Cyprus rejects a deposit levy in blow to the European bailout program. Cyprus's parliament rejected an unprecedented levy on bank deposits, dealing a blow to European plans to force depositors to shoulder part of the country's rescue in a standoff that risks renewed tumult in the euro area. Cypriot legislatures in the capital, Nicosia, voted 36 against to none in favor of the proposal in a show of hands today. There were 19 abstentions. Hammered out by euro area finance chiefs over the weekend, the deal had sought to raise 5.8 billion euros, 7.5 billion, by drawing funds from Cyprus bank accounts in return for 10 billion euros in international aid. There's a deal for you. Basically, what they wanted is they wanted the people of Cyprus to donate to the Bankster Retirement Program. Now, in reality, we all know what's going on here. This is all about the debts that they structured to fail. This is all about the central banks. This all begins with the Federal Reserve banks. Remember what we talked about? When you take a look at what has happened over the last century and a half, is the so-called wars of liberation have been nothing more than wars to enslave the local populations through the central banking system. Banks are a lot cheaper than troops, my friends. It's a lot easier to maintain a banking institution than it is to maintain troops that go around collecting people's taxes. So what do? They basically tax the currency. And then what they do is they force the country to spend. And it doesn't matter what that country spends money on. They don't care. Socialism is the bankster utopia, because through socialism, we spend more money, which means we borrow more from them. War is the bankster utopia, because through maintaining constant conflict and pitting us all against each other, they create this massive arms race that further bankrupts our economies and places us further in their debt. I mean, the solution really is simple. People need to wake up and separate themselves from these criminals. It just is that simple. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. And again, this is Paul Drotkin sitting in for John, who is not doing well, not feeling well today, a little bit under the weather. And we've got Gerald Slente with us. Gerald?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, what do you think, Gerald? Is this the end of the Euro as we know it?
It's coming. Well, you know, as you well know from our work in the Trends Journal, when the Euro came online back in, I was in Italy actually in 2002 when the coinage was first put out, and it was 88 cents or 86 cents to the dollar. Of course, now it's about 128 to a dollar. And I said that the Euro was only going to last as long as the global economy stayed strong, because it was born during a time when China was on the rise. You know, you go back until the late 80s, early 90s, you know, nobody was talking about China or world trade. It was hardly going on. And this whole thing started to really increase with the fall of the Soviet Union and globalization, and then, of course, with Bill Clinton's famous selling out of America, initially called NAFTA, and then the World Trade Organization agreements. So the Euro was born at a time when there was high optimism for global trade, and the money changers figured it would be a lot easier to do bigger and dirtier deals if there was only one currency to work from. So And we had written, matter of fact, I did I gave a keynote address that USA Today had sponsored. In those days, of course, USA Today was a big newspaper. Mm-hmm. And John Major, the former Prime Minister of England, he was the other speaker, and he was pro-Euro, and I said this thing was going to collapse, and of course, they said that I was crazy. So, yes, this is the beginning of it. The beginning of it, though, actually, Paul, with Cyprus, the beginning happened a long time ago. The beginning happened with the obvious beginning happened in 2009 with the melting down of Greece. And then it started continuing with, of course, with Ireland. And then it kept escalating with Portugal and Spain. And now, of course, Italy. So it's only a matter of time.
Well, this is where it's to me. I'm taking a look at this, Gerald, and like yourself, you know, I was going long on the euro back in, gosh, 2000, and wrote it up from, I believe it was 78 or 79 all the way up to where, you know, it hit its high, and you know, obviously it was clear the banksters wanted that currency to do well, and as you pointed out, it simply is a way of looting these economies. So have they pretty much looted as much as they can? I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, we've got the wealthier countries like Germany, England, who are also at the mercy of this regional currency. What's going to happen to them?
Say that again, please.
We've got England and we've got Germany, who are also at the mercy of this regional currency, the euro.
Well, the UK is not in it. The UK is still going with the pound sterling.
Right.
Of course, Germany is, and France. Now, the whole thing is, I mean, you're looking at unemployment rates in France. You know, it doesn't make the news. It's almost 11% official. You're looking at unemployment rates throughout the eurozone of youth. That's around 40%. You're looking at over almost 30% is higher than that in Greece. They say 29%. It's much higher. And so now this thing's going to collapse. And I think what we're going to see is I keep saying the same thing over and over again. They're going to take us to war. Get our minds off this stuff. They did it in the 1930s and they're doing it again. There's no solving this problem. I mean, you can't solve the problem by creating more money, and that's all they've been doing, which of course is why I've been a strong advocate, as you have, of buying gold and silver. And again, you know, I make this really clear, I'm not shilling for anybody. We don't take there's no advertisements in the trends journals. We don't do any business with any of the bullion dealers. We're not paid by anybody other than our subscribers. So what I say is only from the heart and from the mind. And the mind tells me that you cannot solve economic problems by printing more money to cover up the losses. It's like giving a patient that's dying of cancer and there's no hope, more chemotherapy, and thinking that that's going to save the patient. And this is financial chemotherapy.
Well, what I meant, you know, I brought up the fact that the United Kingdom, though, is heavily vested in the euro, correct? I mean, they're also lending money through the Bank of England to the eurozone, correct?
Yes. Oh yeah, yeah. No, they're not going to be able to get out of this thing. You know, they're all going. Look what's going on, and look what's going on in the UK. I mean, they're back in recession again. Everybody, it's going to affect everyone. Paul, we've been saying now. I'm on. You could go to our website. You could hear me on the internet. I've been warning about a bank holiday now for a year and a half. And what they do, what they just did in Cyprus, they're going to do in many different ways. And most, you know, people that listen to this station, they're hip to what has happened before, and they know the story. But for all those that don't, they called a bank holiday in the United States in the 1930s. Mm-hmm. And what did they do? What they did was they made you turn in all your gold, they confiscated all the people's gold, and the dollar was then pegged to gold at, what, $20.65 an ounce. And then after they thought they got all the gold in, they re-pegged gold to $35 an ounce. That means you lost 70% of your purchasing power. That's what I believe they're going to do next. They're going to call a bank holiday for whatever reason. Maybe it'll be this year, maybe it'll be next. Maybe it'll be 3 years from now, maybe 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They'll call it because of either a, quote, terrorist attack, false flag or real, something they'll say that, you know, they hacked into our banking system and to protect the sovereignty of the United States and the security of the American people, we're calling a bank holiday. And then mm-hmm. when you get your money out, they'll devalue it because that's the only way they're going to be able to get rid of the debt problem, is devaluing the currency.
Well, let's take a look at Cyprus right now. You're the man on the street in Cyprus. You can't get any money out of your account, correct?
Correct.
If you got an ATM card, it doesn't work, right?
Right.
So here I go to the grocery store, like we're used to doing here in the United States. I've got my debit card on me. I pull it out, and all of a sudden it says declined. And it isn't just me. It's everybody else standing in line. How many people actually have cash or precious metals that they can use to pay for things?
Exactly. And isn't this a nice time? That's a great point, Paul. That's a great point. And the point of the matter is that if you had some gold coins or some silver, you mm-hmm. think you'd be able to buy what you need right now? That's a great point that I haven't heard anybody make. Good for you.
Well, I appreciate it, Gerald. You know, I like yourself, I think about these things from the person on the street's perspective, and all I'm thinking about is the things we take for granted. I mean, the reality is that we heavily rely on the bankster utopia in this cashless society, and I see this really, if they don't resolve this soon, I mean, what are people living on over in Cyprus? I mean, they don't store food. How are they going to feed their families? How are they literally going to eat dinner on Thursday if the banks don't reopen?
Do you think anybody cares?
No.
Do you think that they care one bit? Do you think the money junkies care? They don't care. They, you know, that's who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's, they, but you're right. The people aren't going to have money. And they are going through hardships, and that's why they're taking to the streets. Because, you know my saying, when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And now mm-hmm. they're starting to lose it.
Well, Gerald, I'll tell you what. I think what this is turning into right now is the people of Cyprus are not in a position where they can withstand this onslaught because they're at the mercy of these banksters. I think they're going to cave. I think they're going to put pressure on their legislature after they go a few days without being able to get anything at the grocery store. They're going to put pressure on the legislature and say, fine, we'll give up 10% of our savings.
I don't, if they do, this is a different culture than the Americans, you know, where they're prescription drug dead and, processed food, processed wine, processed news, processed politicians.
Mm-hmm.
And they go through the process and they don't protest. I think you're going to see, I don't think you're going to see the Cypriots lay down and take it easy. You know, too many of them are getting hit hard. And of course they're trying to make this look like it's the Russian oligarchs' fault, you know, for
mm-hmm.
washing their money in Cyprus. And of course Cyprus is nothing more than the Middle East version of, or Mediterranean version, I should say, of the Cayman Islands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have it's a tax haven. You know, it's where you go to wash money, and like they do everywhere else. It's like people have attention deficit disorder that they forgot that back in December, HSBC had to pay what a $2 billion fine, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
For what did they do? They were money laundering. Oh yeah, right.
Well, Joe, I'll tell you what. I'm looking at it like you are, and the conclusion I have, if you take a look at Russia's position, Putin came out and said, you know what, this is not going to stand. Today, they just revealed that Russia was getting ready to lend Cyprus 2.5 billion euros, which basically, add that to the European bailout, it's pretty significant. So, anyway, let's take a quick break, and we're talking to the master, Gerald Celente. We will be right back.
time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. The National Intel Report. Again, this is Paul Drocken sitting in for John Stadtmuller with Gerald Celente. And Mr. Celente, how do people subscribe to the Trends Journal?
Very simply, trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com. And Paul, we know that people are having a difficult time out there. You know, there's the political world, the media world, and the real world. And then the political world and the media world, all they do is reflect their own worlds. And their worlds are way out of touch with what's going on in the real world and on Main Street. And so we have a discount request page there. It's a very simple form to fill out. No private information. Just, you know, tell us basically what you could afford, and we'll do the best to meet your price. Yeah, because we want to make the Trends Journal available to everyone. We just put a series of Trends of the News features that I do every day, going back to a year and a half ago, in me talking about a bank holiday. And also I have one up there that we just put up on February 27th. I said, watch out for the equity markets in March and April. And I went back to 2000, actually 1999, and it's all in black and white. I had predicted that the dot-com bubble would burst by the second quarter of 2000. And it did, of course, in March. So March, we said, was the big month. And here we are in March. And it's like kind of March and October, because there's cyclical things. People are over the high of the new year. And in October, they're seeing how sales are really doing for the Christmas season in terms of inventory, in terms of purchasing. So those are two important months. So anyway, you know, we're putting out information. I could honestly say, in the Trends Journal, we really write history before it happens, and there's a money back guarantee, so you risk nothing.
Well, the reality is you're analyzing global data, you're boiling it down into what has occurred in the past, what's occurring presently, and what's most likely going to occur in the future based on history. So you got to have something. You got to have some kind of roadmap, Gerald. And the Trends Journal is as fine a roadmap as I've seen anywhere. So you did a great job on it.
Thank you. Yeah, we put our heart and soul into it. Yes, you know, it's 60 pages, this last one, of advertising free, content. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing like it. And again, you know, social, as you said, economic, political, geopolitical, we cover the world. And we're political atheists. We don't take sides on any issues. And by the way, Paul, that's what's stopping so many people. We're writing the spring issue now that'll be out in a couple of weeks. And one of the feature points we're hitting on is, I don't want to hear it. I mean, everybody right. listening to this show knows the same story. You start telling people what's going down, and I don't want to hear it. Oh, you're a pessimist. I don't want to hear it. No, I don't want to hear that negativity. I don't want to hear it. The ship is heading for an iceberg. Hey, wasn't the music great last night and dinner terrific?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, Gerald, I'm looking, again, like you, looking at this, and this is what I've concluded, is you and I and this network, you know, we're going to reach out to maybe 2 to 5% of the population, and they are going to share the message, at least part of it, with maybe another 10 or 15%, and that pretty much is going to be the extent of our influence. So the majority of individuals have already chosen dependence over reality. As long as someone is paying their bills, feeding them, they get a government check, you know, they don't want to know. So you're absolutely right. But your publication is for those that are interested and want to know what's coming down the pike.
Yeah, and again, you know, Paul, it's not even those people that get the government check, you know, they're never going to be able to, you know, comprehend it. The problem is the ones that can understand and refuse to understand, because they don't want to believe that they've been conned, and they don't have the self-respect to admit that they've been had.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, when you look at what's going on now, we're losing all our rights under our new attorney general, who's the henchman for the death of the Constitution. You know, he's the hangman. You know, all he is he's just, you know, he's just pulling the rope.
Mm-hmm.
And if this was going on under Bush, for example, you would hear all those liberals screaming bloody murder when it was going on under Bush. But all mm-hmm. of a sudden, they have lockjaw. And you could show them fact after fact after fact how Obama is out-bushing Bush, and they refuse to look at the facts. That is the one that's holding it back, as I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, I'm sorry, go on.
I was just going to say, well, the reality is those that, as you pointed out, I mean, I'm looking at Cyprus, and one of the things I see is this is a test case for the world. This is for them to find out if they can go in, take people's savings, what the consequences are, and whether or not they need to go from the mainstream media manipulation that we've seen for the last 30 years or 40 years or 100 years to troops on the street. So I think Gerald, that this thing with Cyprus. Now, of course, I want to point out to our listeners that, yeah, the parliament voted it down today. But if you read what the European Union's saying and what the banksters are saying, is they're not going to let up on this. If they want the aid, they've got to do something with taking people's savings accounts.
So, oh, yeah,
Gerald,
you're right.
Joe, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back. And how long can you stay with us?
I have another half hour.
Awesome. Well, we're sure enjoying the conversation, so Okay. Thanks. We'll be right back, my friends.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. Again, Paul Drockton, sitting in for John Stetmuller today, and we've got Gerald Celente with us. And Gerald, let me ask you this. Are we seeing a re-emergent Germany right now? Is Germany re-emerging as the primary force in Europe?
Yeah, they are. And they're the ones, if anybody really read closely what happened with the Cyprus situation, is Schwabel, the German, I think he's finance minister, or some involved in that aspect, when the Cypriots arrived in Brussels to do the deal, the deal had already been made, and they were told what to do. And when the Cypriot prime minister walked out, you know, they let him walk. He said, I can't bring this back to the people. And mm-hmm. so Germany was behind it. Now, this is what everybody really needs to know, I believe. And that is, you're seeing now, and it's being pushed by Germany, of course, the whole takeover of the central banks and all of the other banks throughout the Eurozone losing their sovereignty and being put under the auspices of the central bank and run by Brussels, which is of course run by Germany. Now, when we look at all of the problems going on, in Spain, in Portugal, in Ireland, in Greece, in Italy, in Cyprus, in all of these banks, where did the banks get the money to loan to the people when the real estate boom was going on? They got the money from Deutsche Bank. They got the money from Credit Suisse. They got the money from Commerce Bank. They got the money from Dexia. They got the money from the big German and Belgian and Swiss banks. The big German banks are the ones that made the loans out to the other banks, the big French and German banks.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're doing is the Germans are all, these aren't the problems of Italy or Ireland. It was the banks of those countries that borrowed from the German banks, the bigger banks that gave them the dough. So this is what's going on, and the German government is just the front for the banks. And it just keeps going on. I want to read a quote to you. That if anybody, you know, there are two quotes to me that everybody should remember. And one of them is, of course, the one of Dwight D. Eisenhower. Five-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces during World War II, and two-term president, Republican at that, who warns the nation that the military-industrial complex is taking over the nation. I mean, you know, you can't deny it. It came from his mouth. You tell anybody that, and it's the next thing is, what's for lunch? You know, what are you going to be? Where are you going? You know, and now we
no,
can see
he said it.
Now on this March 19th, as the criminal in chief at the time, George W. Bush lied us into war, and everybody put out those yellow ribbons and put their flags out, and we're $1 trillion in the hole, 1 million dead Iraqis, 5,000 dead almost Americans, and hundreds of thousands maimed or wounded mentally or physically, you could see, you know, that nobody's paying attention to him. And then we have the Nobel Peace Prize winner that just took us into Libya, and now Syria's in the sights, and maybe Iran. And now we have drone bases in Niger, 35 AFRICOM bases in 35 different countries in Africa, and how many hundreds of bases around the world. So nobody listened. Nobody listens. The other one that nobody listens to, they cannot have a better image of reality, is Jesus Christ driving the money changers out of the temple.
And amen, brother.
And this is what we're talking about. We're talking about money here. And when we're talking about money, we're talking about bankers. And when we're talking about bankers, we're talking about money changers. So this is a quote, not from Jesus Christ, 1765 years later, from James Madison. And here's what he said. History records that the money changers have used every form of abuse, intrigue, deceit, and violent means possible to maintain their control over governments by controlling money and its issuance. There's nothing else to be said. All you and I now are talking about, Paul, are the details. And do you know how tired I am of writing about the damn details for over 32 years? It's the same story. Nothing has changed. And the people will defend this immorality, just like they defend the immorality of the United States invading foreign countries. And just as every one of these damn politicians, every time it's election time, they're always talking about the founding fathers. The founding fathers will be turning in their grave. Every one of the founding fathers told us not to become involved in foreign entanglements. From Washington to Jefferson to Madison, and you go up and down the list. And then you have these little chicken hawks out there. These guys with cojones the size of moth balls.
Mm-hmm.
Taking us to war, and the people don't resist. The people are getting what they deserve, as long as they remain silent. And what you're doing, what your network is doing, what we're doing at the Trends Journal, and putting the word out there, if the people don't support us, if they don't keep making our voice become heard more and more, not only are they going to rob your money, they're going to take your life. They're going to take us to World War III. History is repeating itself. You can see it. It's the same story all over again. It's the crash of 1929, the Great Depression, currency wars, trade wars, world war, the panic of 08, the Great Depression that we're in, currency wars that are going on and trade wars, and now world war. So people better step up and put their money where their mouth is and their mind where their heart is. And a good example to follow is what happened in Italy with the Five Star Movement being headed by Beppe Grillo. It's not a protest movement. It's a movement. It's a movement to take down the corrupt systems. You want to call them Republicans and Democrats? Could anybody say Bananos and Gambinos?
Well, Gerald, I guess, and again, coming back to all this, you know, I brought up the German question for a reason. So, I mean, really, Russia could be looking and saying, look, this confiscation of our wealth in Cyprus has really been initiated by the Germans, and maybe we're starting to see where the conflict is going to, or where the lines are drawn. Maybe it's the German-controlled Europe versus, you know, reemerging Russia, China, United States.
I see it exactly. Part of what you're saying is definitely Germany is one of the players with the United States. Don't you think the United States is a part of this game?
Of course, yeah.
Of course. I mean, and so here's the way it's shaping up. They just got a new president and prime minister in China. Xi. And the first place President Xi went to was Russia. So here's the alliance. They'll call it the Axis of Evil. You ever hear that one before? We could try it again. They're going to call it China, Iran, and Russia. Against the noble allies of the United States, Great Britain, France, and the other NATO members that want to restore democracy and bring freedom and liberty to enslaved people. You can see it shaping up. What do they call it? The pivot in Asia? You lost in Afghanistan. They lost in Iraq. They blew apart Libya, turned it into a hell. And now they're going to try their luck in Asia? I wouldn't put my money on them.
Well, I think that looking at things from a political standpoint, again, this confiscation in Cyprus, it's going to take place, folks. I mean, I know it was voted down, but trust me, they're not done with this thing yet. It's going
they're
to take place.
Done. You're right. This is the test case. I do not agree with you more. This is the test case. They picked a country whose GDP is 0.2% of the European Union.
Mm-hmm.
The tiniest
By the way, Cyprus has a better debt ratio. Greece is, I think, at 140%, and that's based on their numbers. Cyprus is at 71%. United States reported is 105. That's debt to gross national product. So Cyprus really isn't that bad off financially.
No. No. And again, you know, this is the test case. What is Italy? I love this one. Do you remember how all of the prostitutes praised Mario Monti, three-card Monti, the technocrat that took over in Italy? When he took over, the debt to GDP ratio was 120. Now he's leaving. It's going to be hitting 130. He did a great job, huh? He raised 10%.
Better than Obama. That's for dang sure.
Yeah, I mean, this is a criminal operation.
Yeah, they are. You know, Gerald, I guess what I'm trying to get at is that how can Russia not look at this as a provocation, this confiscation of these expatriates' wealth? That's what I'm coming back to. And if Germany's at the heart of this thing, then my point is Germany must have known when they pushed for this that this was going to raise some major issues with Putin and Russia.
Well, already Putin has said that. You know, of course, you're right. And then this is what they're, you know, they know what they're doing, and it is a provocation. He said it's unjust unprofessional and dangerous. Those are his words one day ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, I got, you know, I always say this. I mean, you don't mess with the Russians. I mean, this is the one group you don't fight. I mean, how many people did they lose in World War II? Was it like 20 million or something?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the number is just astronomical. I mean, these are fighters. You know, as a kid, the always thing you learn, that whether it was Napoleon to Hitler, you know, they mm-hmm. lost the wars by trying to take out Russia. You know, Russia will fight down to the last ounce of drop of blood from a kid. I mean, these people are fighters. And you don't take on the Russians. You're not going to defeat them. So get it out of your head. They're not going anywhere. And you don't want to provoke them. And this is what they're doing. And for what reason? Because a bunch of money junkies. There's heroin addicts and there's money addicts. That's all these people are.
Mm-hmm.
And they're destroying the planet. Again, whether it's Jesus Christ or James Madison. They said it, again, we're just talking about the details. They're taking us to war. I wrote about this in 2008 when they started the too big to fail nonsense that killed capitalism. Because mm-hmm. there's no such thing as too big to fail in capitalism. It's fascism. And I wrote, Paul, that when all else fails, they'll take us to war. And now the war drums are beating. Again, don't listen to me or don't listen to Paul. Just listen to Putin. Unjust, unprofessional, and dangerous.
Dangerous is a threat. I don't care, you know, that's in the translation. Who knows what it means in Russian?
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. You know, you have a bunch of... Look, this is what people have to understand. They don't have to understand it. You know, my motto is think for yourself. Go back to the Fed minutes. They wait 5 years to release them. This way people forget what a bunch of jerks they are and how incompetent they are.
Mm-hmm.
When the Fed minutes came out from 5 years ago, at the dawn of the panic of 08, you read the minutes. Every one of them got it wrong. Every one of them got it wrong. The politicians and the financiers are very shrewd people, but they're not very smart.
Yeah, evil lacks intelligence. If it was smart, it wouldn't be evil.
Exactly. And you talk about college, these are the same people you couldn't stand in college that wanted to be class president, the head of the student council. They just suck their way up the chain. They've done what they've always wanted to do. Be in places of power. They're sociopaths and psychopaths. And that's who's in charge.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I guess what I'm coming back to now is this. So here we have you and I agree, the euro's in decline. So all of a sudden now, the euro starts failing. We've got $422 trillion of credit default swaps held by the five major banks in the United States, Gerald. J.P. Morgan, $72 trillion. Bank of America, $54 trillion. Citibank, $24 trillion. The list goes on and on and on. All of a sudden now, the euro's failing. They're not paying their debt obligations. It's starting to trigger these contracts, these bets against this sovereign debt. What impact is that going to have?
There's been a terrorist attack in San Francisco.
I can't argue with you, man. You're right. They'll cover it up, just like they did with 9/11.
Just like they did with World War II. I talked about currency wars. During 1931, Japan took itself off the gold standard. Remember, the Depression hits.
Mm-hmm.
And trade wars. Japan devalued the yen 60% against the dollar and 40% against the pound sterling. And then the United States started cutting Japan off from its natural resources. And I'm certainly not sticking up for Japan. You know, then they started committing atrocities to get more of them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always about money. So you can see, I mean, everybody knows that, you know, Pearl Harbor didn't happen on its own. Now, there was a lot of provocations back and forth. So you had the currency wars and the trade wars. And then all of a sudden you have a Pearl Harbor, and that kind of gets your mind off those other things, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. And, of course, if anybody then starts criticizing anything about the government, well, they're a traitor, and they're thrown into an internment camp. Where have we seen this before?
Let me find it here, because this is, after all, the day of the 19-year anniversary. If you could just hold on one quick second here. I'm going over some old trend journals, and this is from 2003, before the war. I was asked to do an op-ed piece by Gannett News Services.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me, most experts believe that the war with Iraq will be a quick one. What do you think? I said, most experts were wrong about about
10 years
economy.
Later, what's your opinion?
Yeah, couldn't see the real scope of emerging terror, never saw the beginning of Crusades 2000, brought the line of the end of war, remember that one? And don't have a clue about new millennium warfare. So while victory on the battlefield may be swift considering the massive military power of the U.S., the war against Iraq will eventually be lost. A guerrilla war will drag on until they've regained control of their country, or unrelenting suicide attacks against coalition forces have vowed to fight down to the last man to repel invaders. And I basically went to say that the United States will leave after they've lost too many men, too much money, or the will. And nothing will have been accomplished. Do you know that I got started getting blackballed from the media after that?
Of course you did.
I used to be on Oprah. I used to be on the Today Show. I used to be on CNN maybe four times a month. I used to be on, they used to fight to get me on the Today Show, Good Morning America, and ABC, Good Morning, CBS Morning News for my top trends of every year.
Mm-hmm.
When I came out with that, nobody would touch me.
I mean, obviously, we've got the Iraqi civilians that are fighting for their homeland against what they perceive to be foreign invaders. That's reversed the role. What if we had an invading country here in the United States and you resisted?
Of course. What, they call me a terrorist when I blow some son of a head off? I mean, come on. What did they accomplish over here? You know what they accomplished? Halliburton, Brown Root, and Kellogg, and all the others made tens of billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars. The military-industrial complex. So going back to what you were saying, is that I believe they're going to use a diversionary tactic. So whether it's derivatives, these are all details.
Mm-hmm.
They're only details. Whatever's going to bring it down is going to bring it down. But this is a very, as I said, they're not very bright, but they are extremely shrewd. And they will do something to get the people's minds off the problems.
Well,
fear
it's clear.
And hysteria. They'll use fear and hysteria, guaranteed. And as they close the banks, they'll say, we had to close the banks because of a national emergency.
Okay,
and they'll devalue the dollar. That's my belief.
We've got a few minutes left, all right? You're giving advice to the listeners of this program, and you're saying to them what? What should they do right now to prepare for what's coming?
All right, you know my saying, think for yourself. And I don't give financial advice. I'll only say what I say. If you don't, I learned this from MF Global. I had my money in a segregated account and they stole it from me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have your money in your pocket, it's not your money. You don't have it. You don't need any more proof. You think Cyprus is in a world away. It's next door. And a good friend of mine, I believe, has the best strategy that I know. And again, I'm not giving advice. Each month he buys gold and silver for whatever he could afford. So think about it. A couple of weeks ago we saw, you know, gold heading down to the mid-1500s. Mm-hmm. Today now it's back over 1600. Just think if you started back in 2002 when we did call the bottom, it's in black and white, I call the bottom of the gold market to the date. If you started buying it at $275 an ounce. I think it went down to $252 and it went to $275. I call that the bottom. And if you've started buying it every month, all the ups and downs, and now it's at at over $1,600. Look where you would be today. And so that to me is that is the only. And again, we don't say it's. I'm not shilling for anybody. We don't have advertisers. It's only from the way I see it.
Of course not. And the reality is what you're talking is dollar cost averaging. Remember we heard about that with all the stock shells? You need a dollar cost average. Yeah, the market's down, but you should still be buying because over time you're going to end up paying less for your stock and you're going to appreciate a better capital gain.
And then think of this one. All they're bragging about stocks being at over 14,000 now when they were in 2007. They should now be at about 15,000, about 400. And gold back in 2007, when the market hit its high, was trading, about $730, $740 an ounce in that range. And now, of course, it's more than double that.
Well, I take you back to the S&P. Let's look at the S&P back in 2000. It was up to, 1486, I think, was the high?
Yep.
And then all of a sudden it fell down to below 800. Then it rose again to the mid-high. 1400s fell again in 2007, 2008, the 600. It's rebounded, but if you take a look at the starting point, factor in, 60 to 70% depreciation of the dollar, and the S&P right now is sitting at 2007 prices. We're looking at literally a major devaluation in people's retirement and their assets, and they're not even aware of it.
Yep, so that's what I would do financially. And again, try to buy everything you can locally and get in the best shape that you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and do your part. Stand up, speak out, have courage and dignity and respect. Have passion and integrity. Make your mark. It's just as the way I see it. For me, hell would be taking that last breath and knowing that you weren't the person who you said you were or could have been. And I don't want to go out on that note, and I don't plan on it.
Well, you're not going to. And trust me, you've influenced a lot of people, including myself. And, of course, one more time, if people want to find the Trends Journal, where do they go?
TrendsJournal.com, TrendsJournal.com. And don't forget, we try to do our very best to make it available to everyone. And the more support you can give us, the louder our voice becomes and the stronger the movement moves.
Gerald, once again, thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. It was wonderful being on with you.
Oh, likewise. It was a great, great hour went by quick. So I look forward to talking with you again. Gerald Celente, my friends. Look, the second hour, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. And I know you have plenty on your mind. I just wanted to make sure that let them speak, and like you're accustomed to. And Gerald always has some incredible insight into what's going on. And he's more than happy to share it with us, and we're more than happy to listen, and that's what makes this network great. All we want is the truth. Is that too much to ask for? Taking your phone calls. We will be right back with the National Intel Report.
We need leaders to lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all of us.